It is now official. We've heard him say it himself. Lance Armstrong admitting to doping.
Some people are gone forever, but I'll spend the rest of my life trying to earn back trust and apologize to people for the rest of my life.
Now, the confession came in a two-part interview with Oprah, the first of which aired last night, and the second, which will air this evening.
Joining us live this morning, Art Kaplan, head of medical ethics at NYU Langone Medical Center. Art, I know you were underwhelmed even before this interview aired.
Yes, I was. It's funny, I'm talking to you this morning from the French Alps, where I met a World Health Organization meeting, but Lance Armstrong cycled through here many times, and part of the reason he was doping was because of the altitude and the conditions right where I'm calling now. His apology really underwhelmed me because I think he was the last person on Earth to admit that he had been doping. I think everybody who cared knew there are plenty of people who'd established complete reliable evidence that he had. And what he hasn't really apologized for is attacking viciously all of the people who tried to tell the truth, going from the drug monitoring organizations to his friends to even people who just worked for him as massage therapists and stuff. He spent 10 years ripping them, destroying them, and trying to lie his way out of this.
In fact, he told them that he would destroy them if they went public. So in this case, where he is seeking public redemption for whatever his purposes may be, doesn't he have to go further? Doesn't he owe those people something?
Yeah, I really think he does, and I think you put it very well. I think it's great that he's confessed that he has used this, but given the damage he did to his fellow cyclists, given the damage he did to the reputation of the World Anti-Doping Association, the damage he did to the people who tried to, he had a one-by-one go on an apology tour, kind of like a redeemed alcoholic, and say, I'm really sorry for what I did to you in particular. What I did was inexcusable in terms of attacking you and trying to destroy your reputation to save mine. Here's what I'm going to do to make you whole. And just saying, yeah, I used that, that doesn't even get it started with me in terms of what he owes the world.
Well, you know what? There's plenty of reaction this morning from the cycling world. But when you talk to neighbors and friends or family, what annoys people the most, what gets people the most angry, is the fact that he has destroyed lives and hurt people so badly.
And I think, you know, for young people, people who admire, want a role model, it isn't, again, enough to say, yeah, I used and everybody else did, and I kind of got into the competitiveness of it. We all knew that. We really did all know that already. Maybe he and Oprah thought that was a big newsworthy moment. What I want to hear is it's wrong to rip people who try to tell the truth. It's wrong to go after people and destroy reputations of your friends and colleagues. You can't defend yourself that way. To me, his moral failure is what he did to his friends, his associates, the people he knew. That's no example for anybody to follow.
What's the teaching point then? What do we take away and tell our kids?
To me, it is when you do wrong, you have to apologize, but you also cannot, so to speak, go to the mattresses, go to any length to defend and protect yourself. That just, you can't destroy others to try and save yourself. You want to do what you can to explain why you committed an error, why you cheated, why you did something wrong. Go ahead, but don't try to save yourself at the cost of others.
Art, thanks so much. And I know you're there for business, but try to have some fun there in the French Alps, would you please?
Will do.
He'll push himself just a little for us, I think.
Art Kaplan from NYU.